My dearly beloved in Christ, along with today being the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, it is also the feast of Saint Raphael the Archangel, who is, as the scriptures say, one of the seven who stand before the throne of God. Saint John in the Apocalypse mentions this several times, that there are seven archangels directly before the throne of God, and we know the names of three of them, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Now, Saint Raphael, we only know about him from the book of Tobias, a book in the Old Testament, and in fact, last month, I think it was the third or fourth Sunday of September, the sermon was on that book of Tobias, the wonderful story of how the archangel helped this family in their needs. And because of that, he is invoked for several things. He is invoked in traveling on a journey, as he guided the young Tobias safely on his journey. He is invoked for recovering debts and financial difficulties, since he helped the family recover a debt owed to them. He is also invoked for health. In fact, the name Raphael means medicine of God. It was Saint Raphael who cured the blindness of the elder Tobias and also delivered Sarah from a devil who was bothering her, who she was not possessed but obsessed by a devil, and drove the devil out and healed her. And it's interesting that it mentions in the book of Tobias that both the prayer of Tobias and the prayer of Sarah, who was being troubled by this demon and wanted to get married, that these prayers rose before God. In fact, at the end of the book, Saint Raphael says to Tobias, the elder Tobias, that I offered your prayer to God. I offered your prayer before the throne of God. But Saint Raphael, among all the other needs that we have, is invoked by young people seeking a spouse, seeking to get married. And so this leads us to speak about this morning the importance of that choice. And there are several choices that young people must make, and it is a matter of grave concern, because they make choices at a young age that affect them for the rest of their lives, beginning with the choice of a state in life. And most people are called to the marriage state, but there is also the state of consecration, the religious state, and there is the single state, which is also a very sanctifying state in life for those who enter it and seek to love and serve Almighty God in that state of life. But young people must pray first and foremost to know what God's will is for them. Because especially if a young person is being called to the religious state or to the priesthood and rejects that call, does not want to make a sacrifice of the world and enter the religious life, that person will not find happiness in marriage if he or she was called by God to the religious state. So the first thing is to pray to know, what is God's will for me? What state does he want me to enter? And young people need to pray for that. It's not just going to happen. They need to pray daily to know God's will for them. Now, if it is a question of the marriage state, then they also need to pray to find one to marry, who will be a good companion for them, who will help them get to heaven. Because it is wonderful when a man and woman enter the marriage state, they love one another, they give themselves to one another, they are faithful to one another, they raise children in the love and the fear of God, and they help one another to get to heaven. And that is the purpose of the marriage state. Sometimes young people enter marriage too quickly, especially girls, allow their emotions to get ahead of them, and their heart goes before their head. So it is better to prepare for marriage and to take time to pray. St. Alphonsus says the best place to prepare for marriage is at the foot of the altar. to go to Mass, to receive the sacraments, to pray for guidance. And then as you get to know other young people, you will eventually determine on who you wish to marry. But the old saying is, marry in haste and repent at leisure. How many married people regret the choice they made and there's no changing it? Marriage is for keeps. Until death do they part. And so the importance of prayer in choosing a spouse, praying for God's guidance, and praying to St. Raphael to find one who will help you get to heaven. So that important choice, which has far-reaching consequences, not only for the rest of this life, but often into eternity. Not just for you, your spouse, but your children. If parents do not fulfill their role, then their children will not be raised in virtue and likely will not save their souls. And so these choices, so important, have such long-lasting consequences. We read of the life of the parents of the little flower, the Martin family. And imagine this, that they had five girls who reached adulthood. They had several other children that died in infancy and youth. Five girls that reached adulthood, and every one of them became a religious. What an incredible family. A family where there was daily prayer, where, again, the love and fear of God, obedience to his commandments, was uppermost in that family. So marriage is a wonderful state for those called to it. But our young people need to pray for God's help, God's guidance, to choose carefully the state that he wants of them. Now, when it concerns the religious state, spiritual writers tell us that there is what we call a vocation. And the word vocation means a call from God. But you must not expect that call to come in some kind of extraordinary manifestation, like a voice or some supernatural occurrence, which did indeed happen in the lives of certain saints. But for the most part, it is a hidden call. It is one that's perceived in the depths of the soul. And we say that a vocation is a choice rather than a voice. If you're expecting to hear God calling you, it's not going to happen. But you respond, you correspond with that grace of choosing to give your life to him, which can be in several ways. First of all, there's the religious state. And that is one of taking vows, vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, vows to fulfill what we call the evangelical counsels. For a boy who becomes a priest, he could become a religious priest, or he could become a secular priest, in which he does not have the religious vows, but obviously still has celibacy, obedience to ecclesiastical authority, but to give his life as a priest. And then there is the religious brother who perhaps does not have the intelligence or the inclination to go through all the education necessary to become a priest, but wants to give his life to God and does so as a religious brother, helping the priests, performing various works for God's honor and glory. And then there are the religious sisters. The religious sisters who teach children, who perhaps nurse the sick or fulfill other works of charity, but above all, by their daily lives of consecration, of prayer, and living their vocation, bring down from God the graces for all of us, not just for themselves. And for those who are called to the religious life, it is a beautiful way of life. And if God calls them and they reject that call, they will not find peace and happiness. The saints tell us there are no happier people in the world than religious who live their vocation. But then on the other side, there's nobody more unhappy than a religious who doesn't live his or her vocation. But it is a beautiful life. Now, our Lord gave the general call to anyone who wants to follow him. He said, if thou wilt be perfect, go sell what thou hast, give it to the poor, and come follow me. So that's what we call a general vocation to everyone. But then there is the particular vocation that certain individuals know and perceive within their own conscience and in their heart through prayer that God desires them to give their lives to him. And they must not fear, be afraid of that call and put it off, because again, they will find joy and peace in corresponding with that vocation and in serving God in the religious state. On the other hand, there are those who marry because they know that they will achieve their salvation by getting married. They look at the religious state and they think to themselves, well, I don't think I could live that. And as St. Paul says, better to marry than to burn, meaning someone who would not remain chaste and strive to live in the religious state or the single state. And let us speak about the single state for a moment, because it is also a wonderful state in life for those Catholics who live the single state and sanctify themselves in it. It used to be that a lot of times teachers, nurses, other professions would be single persons. Now, the one difficulty is, or can be, loneliness, because we desire the company of our fellow men. And so religious have a community life with other members of the community. Married people have their family, whereas a single person living alone may have a difficulty. But through prayer and discipline, living a daily prayer life, they can sanctify themselves. And sometimes the single state is referred to as the state of virginity in the world. And oftentimes single persons do great good for the church, help out with charitable works and so forth. So the state of life, pray to your guardian angel, pray to our Lord and our Blessed Mother, pray to Saint Raphael to help you know what God's will is for you. And if it be the marriage state, don't be waiting for the absolute perfect person to come along, because there is no such person. Sometimes there are individuals in the single state because they didn't have the opportunity to get married. They would have liked to have gotten married, but maybe didn't have that opportunity. But sometimes, and I mentioned earlier, the pitfall of falling in love, getting emotionally involved in someone and marrying too hastily, which often leads to real problems and sorrow. But the opposite is also to be avoided, and that is a young person who is called to the marriage state but is searching for the perfect person. And again, there is no such individual. So let prayer be your number one means of finding the right spouse and marrying in a holy manner. So let us also, adults, those who are already in your particular state of life, pray for our young people, because it is a ponderous choice. It is one that has such far-reaching consequences, and our young people also need our prayers. And let us all strive to serve God, to love him, to be obedient to his commandments, and to serve him in our state of life. And if we live in our state of life as we should, we shall find great happiness in this life, but especially in the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.